Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Calling all Texas wine lovers. From January 27th through February 21st, the Texas Hill Country Wineries will be hosting the Wine Lovers Celebration Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries throughout the beautiful Hill Country on this self-guided tour, as well as 10% discounts on bottle purchases of three or more. This is a perfect way to celebrate the beginning of the year with a loved one or friend while you explore what the Texas Hill Country has to offer. And if you're looking for other ways to get involved in the Texas wine scene, check out our new THCW Social Club. Members will receive a 10% discount on all THCW events, including passports, winemaker dinners, and more. Specially curated events throughout the year will also be exclusively offered to club members. For more information, check out our website at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to this Valentine's Day weekend edition of the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. So now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent article in the online publication Morningstar in Austin, Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association announces Uncork Texas Wines as the title sponsor for the 2025 annual conference. This strategic partnership continues the conference's commitment to excellence, innovation, and fostering collaboration within the Texas wine and grape growing community. This year's conference will be held on March 3rd and 4th at Embassy Suites by Hilton San Marcos Hotel Conference Center in San Marcos, Texas, and will bring together industry professionals and enthusiasts for 2 days of learning and networking. This year's theme is Intertwined, which embodies the spirit of the Texas wine industry, where every connection strengthens the whole, says Julie Herbert, the Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association 2025 president and COO of Health Family Brands. She goes on to say, Uncork Texas Wines support underscores the importance of these connections and aligns seamlessly with the conference's mission. Uncork Texas Wines is the marketing campaign of the Texas Department of Agriculture's Wine Marketing Program, run by Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller. He said, wine is over a $20 billion industry in Texas, filled with a vibrant community of winemakers, grape growers, and industry enthusiasts. I am thrilled to partner with the Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association as the title sponsor for their 2025 annual conference and trade show. Together, We look forward to creating an unforgettable experience that not only celebrates the rich traditions of Texas wine, but also sets the stage for a future of continued success and collaboration. There is continued expansion for some wineries in different markets across the state of Texas. In a recent article by Renee Ravens entitled "A New Family-Owned Winery and Event Center Now Opens in Lubbock," it reports that Adelpho Cellars, which had been producing wine from a vineyard just outside Lorenzo, Texas, has a new tasting room and event center in Lubbock, Texas. The beautiful new tasting room opened January 27th and had its grand opening on February 8th. In their slightly sloped and terraced estate vineyard, Cerro Santo, meaning Holy Hill, Adelpho Cellars grow grape varieties such as Primitivo, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Montepulciano, Riesling, Chenin Blanc, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Adelpho Cellars' story centers around strengthening relationships, finding common ground, and loving their community. They believe that wine is a great way of creating bonds and connecting with each other. In a recent article in the online publication Wine Industry Advisor, Serendipity Wines, a leading distributor and importer of fine wines with a division in Texas, is thrilled to announce the establishment of its new National Accounts Division, led by Vice President of National Accounts, Holly Lewis. The article reads that the strategic move reflects the company's commitment to enhancing service for regional and national chain accounts across both on-premise and retail channels. Serendipity Wines, which distributes Texas wine brands such as Wine for the People, a local Texas favorite, prides themselves on building connections and lasting partnerships with family producers rooted in quality, authenticity, sustainability, and a shared passion for discovery. Winemaker Kim McPherson of McPherson Cellars in Lubbock, Texas, recently received some well-deserved industry recognition at the annual Texas Hill Country Winery's Hill Country Wine Symposium. McPherson received the 2025 Tall Texan Lifetime Achievement Award for his outstanding contributions to the Texas Hill Country and Texas wine industry. With his commitment, influence, experience, and contributions to the Texas wine industry, as well as his professionalism, dedication, and passion for Texas wine, Kim McPherson embodies what this award and recognition is all about. Congratulations, Kim. You deserve it. In a recent article in Center Daily Times by T.J. Macias, he announced that Cubasac Vineyards in the Texas High Plains is for sale for a handsome ransom of $6.5 million. The 140-acre property features 60 acres of vines with an exceptional selection of 12 grape varietals planted from 2016 to 2022. The property also includes a 2,500-square-foot, four-bedroom, four-bath with a swimming pool and a 3,000-square-foot barn and tasting room. This sounds like a property that can be on the episode of The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with champagne wishes and caviar dreams, Texas style. Adam Russell in AgriLife Today recently wrote about a new wine science and viticulture certificate program now available online at Texas A&M. The online program provides both professionals and enthusiasts with the unique opportunity to master the science behind grapevine cultivation and winemaking, which will pave the way for careers in the growing Texas wine industry. Dr. Amit Dhingra, head of the Department of Agricultural Sciences, said, "We developed this course based on industry feedback, analyzing the need of producers and reviewing existing certificate programs across the country to ensure that their curriculum and training meets the highest quality standards. It really does bring everything together under one umbrella and provides a structured certificate the industry wanted and needed. Coursework begins in the spring of 2025. In a recent article by Erica Chang entitled Exclusive Members Only Wine Club, 5570 is coming to Houston, Texas. They announced that the fancy wine club, 5570, is making its sommelier field debut on the River Oaks area of Houston, Texas, sometime in 2026. Founder Tommy Shuey opened one of the first Texas's few private social wine clubs in Dallas, Texas, in 2022, which has generated an exclusive following for its luxury wines and four-tier membership system. Shuey said, "We are thrilled to bring the 5570 concept to Houston, a city known for its entrepreneurial spirit, global fare, and vibrant dining scene." Named after the optimal temperature and humidity for wine storage, 5570 features over 800 rare wines, highly trained sommeliers, and a full-time wine concierge. According to the press release, the Houston location will offer a high-end culinary framework with chef-driven fare, as well as interactive wine classes, demonstrations, and pairings. Tickets are now on sale for the 2025 Rootstock Wine Festival in Waco, Texas, which will be held at the Earl Harrison House and Pape Gardens. This year's theme for the event will be Texas-grown wines made from Spanish and Portuguese varieties such as Tempranillo, Mourvèd, Torrigo Nacional, Albariño, just to name a few. Your ticket purchase includes a wine glass, 15 wine tastings, a plate of paella, and live music and flamenco lessons. Early bird prices are set at $55 until March 16th, but if you use the Texas Wine Lover website promo code TexasWineLover, you can get 10% off your ticket purchase. I attended this event last year and had a blast. This is a wine event you definitely don't want to miss, so head on over to their website at RootstockWineFest.com and purchase your tickets soon. And that's your Texas wine scene news. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 63 degrees with low temperatures of 32 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 69 degrees with low temperatures of 30 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 68 degrees with low temperatures of 35 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 73 degrees with low temperatures of 45 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 76 degrees with low temperatures of 42 degrees. Head on out to downtown McKinney, Texas, and join the fun at the Valentine's Chocolate and Wine Walk event on Saturday, February 15th from 12 to 6 p.m. Gather your best galentines or your sweetheart for a fun day of wine, chocolate, and shopping in historic downtown McKinney. Sip premium Lone Star Winery wines, savor decadent Lent chocolate truffles, and soak in the sweet atmosphere of love. There are several options to enjoy this delicious fun event, and for wine-only tickets, you get 12 tastes of locally made wines with a souvenir wine glass and one bonus taste at Lone Star Winery. A wine and chocolate ticket includes a souvenir wine glass and a wine passport for a taste of 12 wines, 12 Lent chocolate truffles to pair with each wine, and one bonus taste at Lone Star Winery. Or step it up to the VIP tasting, which includes a taste of 15 wines with 15 Lent chocolate truffles to pair with each wine, one bonus taste, and a VIP glass lanyard. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit Valentine's Chocolate Wine Walk at Eventbrite.com. While you're in the North Texas area, stop into the Dallas Farmers Market for the Texas Harvest Wine Tasting event on Saturday, February 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Celebrate bold flavors, passionate winemakers, and the rich stories behind each of the North Texas wineries. You will enjoy sipping through 20 tastings from over 12 wineries, meet growers, taste limited release and exclusive vintages, explore exquisite food pairings match perfectly to your wines, and get a behind-the-scenes look at the grape growing process in Texas vineyards. A few of the wineries participating in this event include Eden Hill Winery in Salina, Texas, Lost Oak Winery in Burleson, Landon Winery in Denison, and Brennan Vineyards in Comanche, Texas, just to name a few. For more information about this event, visit Harvest Wine Tasting at eventbrite.com. Join Bending Branch Winery in the Barrel Room in Comfort, Texas, for their Ursa Tasting with the Winemakers event on Saturday, February 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. Winemakers Greg Stokes and Deborah Alisagary will guide you through a selection of 8 Petite Sirois wines from Ursa Vineyards, in addition to a few new releases, all accompanied with a charcuterie plate. For more information about this event, visit their website at bendingbranchwinery.com. Are you ready to take your wine knowledge to the next level? Well, if so, then head on out to Mirestone Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas, for their Systemic Approach to Wine Tasting event on Sunday, February 16, from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Have you ever wondered the right way to taste wine? Or are you looking to become a more savvy wine sipper? Join Mirestone Vineyards. They demystify the wine tasting process from start to end. You'll expand your wine vocabulary and gain useful tools to identify an array of wines as you taste through a flight together. This educational wine tasting course will include a light food pairing to demonstrate the influence of food on wine, along with written take-home tasting materials and a souvenir wine glass. For more information about this event, visit their website at mirestonevineyards.com. Join Messina Hoff Winery in Bryan, Texas for their Galentine's Bouquet Making event on Thursday, February 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. This Galentine's Day event in the cellar room at Messina Hoff was created to celebrate platonic and self-love during a season that heavily prioritizes romantic love. At this event, guests will receive a sparkling wine cocktail and create their very own miniature bouquet in the Messina Hoff Premium Style wine glass. Florals will all be provided for the guests to artfully arrange their bouquet however they'd like. Messina Hoff in Grapevine, Texas is also having their Galentine Charcuterie Design and Wine Tasting event on Thursday, February 13th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Grab your bestie and head on out to Messina Hoff for a fun-filled night of charcuterie design and delicious wine. Keep your glass filled with Messina Hoff wine as they walk you through how to design your very own charcuterie bouquet. You'll assemble a bouquet in a box to enjoy right away or take home for later. And remember, bestie time is the best time, especially at Messina Hoff. For more information about these events, visit their website at messinahoff.com. Messina Hoff is having another one of their murder mystery events. This time, it's Valentine's Day style. Secure your reservation at Messina Hoff in Grapevine, Texas for their Till Death Do You Part murder mystery dinner on Friday, February 14th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The stage is set to join Hannah and Harry Hart, high school sweethearts, as they host their annual Valentine's Day soiree at Mi Amor Cafe. However, something's amiss. Dreadful scandals have plagued the hearts of their guests. Hannah and Harry hope everyone can put aside their differences so they can host a bash without a sliver of chaos or a flake of misfortune. But is that possible? For more information and reservations for this murder mystery event, visit their website at MessinaHoff.com. Petronella Cellars in Stonewall, Texas would love for you to join them for their savory, salty, and sweet For the Love of Pairing event on February 14th and February 16th. They're excited to combine their passion of exceptional 100% Texas wine with the romantic ambiance of the beautiful Petronellis views. This year, they're hosting an elevated tasting experience, pairing their favorite wines with savory, salty, and sweet bites. Enjoy a welcome wine and four paired wine and food samples. This is a 1.5 hour reservation only and seated event. After your tasting, bottles and wine by the glass can be enjoyed on the patio, soaking up the views. For more information and reservations for this event, visit their website at PetronellisCellars.com. Spicewood Vineyards in Spicewood, Texas is having a Valentine's Day exclusive wine tasting event on Saturday, February 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. Enjoy a tasting of some of their favorite wines and a small dessert pairing in their wine cellar to celebrate their mutual love of wine with your special someone. For more information and reservations for this event, visit their website at spicewoodvineyards.com. Join the Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas for another special chocolate and wine pairing event on Saturday, February 15th from 11 to 4 p.m. This chocolate and wine pairing event will be a memorable and relaxing way to learn more about Texas Wine Collective wines while sampling delicious chocolate. The knowledgeable staff will thoroughly explain each wine and why it pairs well with chocolate. For more information about this event, visit their website at TexasWineCollective.com. Here's the ultimate, most exciting, and most impressive Valentine's Day date for the love of your life. How about heading out to Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls, Texas, and book a romantic helicopter ride on Saturday and Sunday, February 15th and 16th? You and your special love will take in the breathtaking views of Flat Creek Estate Winery and Lake Travis from the sky. Your ticket purchase includes a glass of sparkling wine upon arrival, followed by a scenic helicopter tour, and a wine tasting and charcuterie board post-flight. Flat Creek Estate Winery is a pristine 80-acre property that features an elegant tasting room, full-service restaurant, covered pavilion, and an 18-hole golf course. For more information and reservations for this event, visit their website at flatcreekestate.resd.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Arrowhead Creek Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Davey Schrank on stage Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Covington Cellars in High, Texas will have Josh Claus on stage Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will let Robert Jericho assume the musical duties on Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Kate Wright on Sunday, February 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg has a fantastic music lineup for the weekend, starting with Anthony Garcia on stage Friday, February 14th from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Justin and Jacob Furr on stage Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 4 p.m. as well. Shani will take the stage on Sunday, February 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg will have Tyler Cannon on stage Saturday, February 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. Torna Locks Vineyards and Winery in Burnet, Texas will have Rodney Howell on stage Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will have the JMB Duo on stage Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have Frank Martin Gilligan on stage Saturday, February 15th from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by Yelba's Love Songs of the Ages on Saturday, February 15th from 3 to 5 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will let Justin McFarland jam out on Friday, February 14th from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by Dee Dee Lally on stage Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will have Paul Val on stage Friday, February 14th at 7 p.m., followed by Ray Palasak on Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. as well. Taste of Vineyards in Huntsville, Texas will let the beautiful Jessica Callahan provide the musical tunes on Saturday, February 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have Guthrie Jones on stage Saturday, February 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. Barron Creek Winery will have music performances at multiple locations, beginning with Kalani on stage in Fredericksburg, Texas on Saturday, February 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Chip Davis will grace the stage at the McKinney location on Saturday, February 15th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And Brian Pulver will be on the stage at the Georgetown location on Sunday, February 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery in St. Joe, Texas will have Paul Terrell on stage Saturday, February 15th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., followed by Byron Haney on stage Sunday, February 16th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. as well. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Jason Conrad on stage Friday, February 14th from 8 to 5 p.m., followed by Ruben Pacheco on stage Saturday, February 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. Fiesta Winery on 290 will let Ben Zesch rock the house on Saturday, February 15th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Longhorn Cellars in Fredericksburg will have Manny Velasquez on stage Saturday, February 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. And St. Trifon Winery in Burney, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with the Nick Brown Duo on stage Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? This weekend, many lovebirds around the country will show their love and affection for that very special person in their lives as they celebrate Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, also called St. Valentine's Day or the Feast of St. Valentine, will have many of the romantic types donating a portion of their expendable income to the tune of $25 billion on items such as jewelry, flowers, dinners, and chocolates. Chocolate is one of the most popular items shared on this very special day. It turns out that 58 million pounds of chocolate are purchased every year in the 7 days leading up to Valentine's Day on February 14th. According to CandyStore.com, here are the preferred candy choices for the top 5 wine-growing regions in the United States. California, New York, and Washington State prefer the Conversation Hearts and the heart-shaped box of chocolates as their first and second choice, with California selecting M&Ms, New York selecting Cinnamon Bears, and Washington State selecting Chocolate Roses as their third choice. Oregon and Texas surprisingly enjoy Hershey's Kisses as their first choice, followed by M&M's and heart-shaped box of chocolates for Oregon, and heart-shaped box of chocolates and Conversation Hearts coming in third place for the Texans. Texas's first chocolate love, Hershey Kisses, was founded by Milton S. Hershey in 1894 with its headquarters in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The first Hershey Kisses were not produced by the Hershey Company until 1907, which was the same year as one of the most significant French wine revolts in history in the area of the Languedoc-Roussillon. Due to excessive imports from Algerian wine and overproduction and chattelization of bulk wine, it created a glut of wine that caused local Languedoc-Roussillon viticulture and wine production to plummet. At the climax of the revolt, there were an estimated 600,000 to 800,000 protesters in the area, which had 1 million inhabitants. Hershey Kisses are very well known for its teardrop shape, signature aluminum foil wrapping, and its narrow strip of paper called a plume, which was created to distinguish the Hershey Kiss from its competitors who were offering similar products. But did you know? It is believed that Hershey Kisses got its name from the machine that makes the chocolate treats by making a kissing sound and appears to gently touch or kiss the conveyor belt onto which the chocolate is dispensed. So the next time you want to non-verbally let your special someone know that they make your heart skip a beat and that they're the love of your life, slide a Hershey's Kiss across the table and let the chocolate do the talking. It will speak volumes. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and much, much more. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.